Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Odd People Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew the Cat Hugh.
Wow.
And with me, as always, is my friend Jared.
Hi there.
He's a Jared.
What's up, Matthew, man? The Cat Hugh.
Yeah, sure. Wow, I just made that up just now.
I like that. It's got like a nice little spin at the end there.
I also like... I'll also accept Matticus Catticus.
Wow, that sounds superior.
That sounds like I'm like a Greek god.
Like you own your own pyramid.
Yeah, boy.
What's up, man? Another week in the books. How you feeling?
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling tired, man.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Are you affected by, like, the weather change at all?
Yeah, well, yeah, big time. And then, like, I get all screwed up with, like, pollen.
Yeah? Oh, I forget. The pollen's on
I'm
its
like
way.
Like, this whole time, dude, I'm just like...
Yeah. Get all... gross.
Yeah, I'm all gross and full of pollen. Tree jizz. It's terrible.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you see that video? I think it was recently of them cutting down the tree and the big pollen cloud that
like
came
a
off
plume
it.
Of,
it was like a nuke went off, dude. That's insane.
Of pollen.
My nose got itchy just watching it.
Yeah, I know. Your eyes tear up. You're like, what a weird video.
I don't change much except my appetite.
Oh, yeah?
You think that's weird? Like when the cold starts to go away, I stop eating. Like I eat like once a day, and then even when I do eat, it's like a few
so
bites.
So you lose your appetite in the spring?
Yeah. And then the summertime, I'm like a psychopath. I eat like a psycho. But
you
I have this short little period of.
I don't notice that in myself.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
You just eat all year round?
Yeah, just eat. I'm just always eating.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to grow this out. Speaking of this.
Me too.
Speaking of this, I want to point something out.
What's
I have a
this?
New shirt.
What you got? What is that?
It's a Kojo's Toy World shirt.
Oh, is that New Bedford?
They had a grand opening of the new location.
Oh, for the new spot.
And me and the family went down and we checked it out and I got myself a shirt.
It's on William Street now?
Yeah, William Street, which is just on the corner where it used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just free plug for the dudes.
Yeah, I've stopped in there a few times. It was really cool.
Yeah.
He had a lot of goodies. Good stuff.
They got a lot of cool, if you like that vintage,
old
stuff, wrestling stuff, which reminds me, I looked up who Marty Jannetty is. Who Ryan was telling us about.
What was that, a wrestler or something?
Yeah, I knew exactly who it was. The second I saw it,
but you
I was,
saw it?
Yeah, I saw it, and I was like, yes, I remember that guy. I know exactly who that is.
You think I would?
Probably not. I think he was kind
of... He's like an older one?
Like, early 90s, probably, like, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Maybe we can put a counter. This is a message for Nate. Maybe we could put a counter. Every time I say the word like,
cheers.
Just ka-ting.
Ka-ting.
You just throw a number on there.
Seriously, because like
that's
this
a lot of
crazy.
Work. That's a lot of work for him. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, we put enough work on the kid already.
I know, right? Poor guy.
We got the easy job over here.
He's freaking killing it, though.
I know he is. He's doing a great job.
Shout out to Nate.
Our videos would not be half as cool if it wasn't for him.
It wouldn't be cool at all. It would just be like just the cold footage.
But I have to give it to you, though, that audio editing is great, too, sometimes. Sometimes you sneak some things in there that kill me, man.
I try to sneak some things in there.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Is that, am I too loud? Is that?
Yeah, that's us being loud, but it's all right.
I got to tone it
back. It's cool. Yeah, that's telling me that it's too loud.
Oh, okay.
But also, it's stopping it from being
crazy. Oh, cool.
Crazy
we have
loud.
Like a new...
Yeah, a new feature that I...
Limit.
Probably should have known about. So anyway, how's Sketched?
Sketched is, man, I'm super grateful, but I am super stressed. It's a lot for me. I try to gauge my turnaround time based on my workload, and I'm just fucking awful at it. So it's a work in progress. It's going, but I'm busy and I'm loaded with commissions. So I'm grateful.
And you're grateful. That's the main thing.
Man. I can wake up tomorrow and there'll be no more orders. Everybody just stops and they're like, hey, man, your work shit sucks.
Oh, no way. It doesn't suck.
Yeah.
It doesn't suck, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I got a lot, so I'm good.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's good. Just pace yourself.
I'm trying.
Hopefully nobody has a hard deadline for you that they're stressed about.
They always do. Everybody has a hard deadline. Everybody needs it ASAP. Everybody needs it tonight. It's just how it goes.
Yeah, well... People need to chill the fuck out.
But then I say, hey, I can give it to you tonight, but it's going to cost you. They're like, oh, no, never mind. Yeah, well, wait time's fine.
No, no, no. Next week's cool.
Yeah, that's fine. It's all good. Oh, that's okay. Funny. All right.
How about Button Club?
Button Club is crazy, man.
You guys are just breaking fire codes. And
yeah, man. We had almost 30 people this past week. It was the most we ever had. Almost, I think it was like 28.
Oh, don't say that too loud. You don't want the fire department to know about it.
Man, it's crazy. But we have like crowds outside. We have a crowd inside. I'm walking in and out, shouting the names for the matches. And
holy shit.
That's really cool.
You need some sort of intercom system.
Yeah, I'm going to get a megaphone.
Just feel bad for anybody really close to you.
Exactly. We already feel bad for the rest of the place because we are loud and it gets pretty hype and people start screaming, but what can you do, you know? It's what we're there for.
Nice.
Have a good time.
Cool. That's cool, man. That's good,
about you?
Man.
What you got? What was the Mighty Guitars?
Well, I still got this lefty. It's it's still here.
Still a raffle?
Yep, it's still going.
What's the raffle?
It's not really a raffle. It's just, you know, people need to DM me on Instagram or Facebook, or if you know me, just send me a text message and say, hey, I know this person, which I mean, I have.
Who is in need?
I have a couple of people interested.
Yeah.
One, I think, lives too far away.
Oh.
And then.
No shipping.
I just kind of want to make sure it's going to a good home, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting it out. I'm not going to.
Yeah, what's the rush? Kind of,
there's no rush. Yeah. I'm just, you know, still throwing it out there. If you're a left-handed beginner guitar player, or you know a left-handed beginner guitar player, you know a left-handed person that wants a guitar.
Is there an instrument that doesn't matter if it's right-hand or left-hand?
I would say guitar. Left-handed people, it's kind of weird that these left-handed people even exist, really. But... I'm really.
I wonder what the percentage is. What's the percentage of people being left-handed?
I'm really just throwing a dig at my brother because he's one of those lefties.
Is he? Can we look it up real quick? What the percentage?
Yeah.
How many of you freaks are out there?
I don't care about spelling today.
Oh yeah.
Percentage of left-handed people. Approximately 10%.
Holy shizzles.
Well, here's the thing. Left-handed guitars are typically more money.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Because you guys are like an inconvenience at this point. You're only 10%.
10%. You know, I wonder how much that
number... How does it happen?
I wonder how accurate that number is for like the past. Because if you imagine the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, kids were born left-handed, and if they started showing signs of being left-handed at school,
the
teacher was probably like, pull the pencil out of their hand, put it in their right hand.
This
like,
one.
This is the right one. So I wonder what that percentage would be.
Oh, man.
If it were, you know, if kids weren't forced to be right-handed when they weren't.
So these are the ones that just like slip through the cracks.
Yeah, these are the ones that
they didn't have the parents or the teacher to be like, "Hey, cut that shit out."
Yeah, they
use
refused.
Your other hand.
They refuse to be right-handed. Approximately 10% of left-handed people.
Ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous
refers to having equal ability in both hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's that.
Yep. Pretty cool. How did we get there? Oh,
talking about
guitar.
That damn
guitar.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, I'm waiting for the right person to reach
cool,
out, or the right story. I want to hear a man. I've always wanted to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to give it away to the right person.
There you go.
In other news,
it's nice.
I didn't really have any work this week for Mighty Guitars, so I revamped my. Workspace. I'll show you later.
Oh yeah,
it came out bad. Badass. Bad. The good bad. Michael Jackson bad.
Okay. I was like, man, you did all that work for it to turn out bad.
Oh, I built a new workbench, and I didn't have a very good workflow before.
Yeah.
I had a workbench, another workbench,
organization.
And then fucking tools everywhere, and you know, just the shop was just kind of thrown. Everything's kind of just thrown in there.
Yeah.
So I wasn't digging it. So I built myself a workbench, and then I set up the two I already had kind of like a U-shape.
Ooh, nice.
So I can work potentially on three projects at once.
Ooh, okay.
So what do you think about? And I created a whole soldering station, whole electronics area.
Oh my God, dude. It's you're ready to open.
Right? Now grand, all I need opening. Is a logo.
Oh shit, I got you, bro. I've already forgot. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I got you, man. I got you. I'm going to start it.
That's right.
I got you.
You know what's funny is knowing how busy you are.
Yeah.
I'm not even, I have no time frame.
Okay, cool.
So I'll just remind you every week until right. you okay. until you remember.
I got you, I promise.
I'm not going to be like, dude, where the fuck, where's my logo at, man, with the hill?
It's true.
You get to it when you get to
you're
it.
You're a good guy.
I understand.
I appreciate it.
I understand how busy you are.
Thank you.
You know.
Just, the more time I get, the better I can do. I promise
just,
you.
Just put me in you. The list somewhere.
I'll bump you up a few.
Fit me in somewhere.
Okay.
I can pay you in steak tips and chicken wings.
Oof, signed. Done deal.
All right.
That's all I need in life.
So did you watch any movies recently?
I haven't had time to watch a movie, but
Jesus Christ.
I've been listening to an audiobook that oh, I've been it's been really mixing things up in my brain and making
ear
me think
reading?
and I'm listening.
Ear reading.
Oh, ear reading. Yes. Yes. I'm listening.
Nice.
Which I kind of almost prefer reading the book. Yeah, we're getting evil in here already.
I don't know. That's what the
as
color.
As soon as you turn it red off.
That was the color from last week. I just, you know.
Okay.
I just realized.
Yeah. So the book is called Many Lives, Many Masters. It's a true story based on a psychiatrist where one of his patients was a younger, she was a model. I can't remember if she was like the brightest bulb or if she was like actually pretty intelligent. Doesn't matter. But she would get hypnotized and put under, right? Mm-hmm. And then when she was hypnotized, she would start recalling her different lives from previous to the one she's in now. Like she could go into real detail of the room she's in. Of like back in like the 1800s, and like she's aware of what her name is and what she's wearing, and her hair's braided, and then she can move to the next life, and she starts describing the next life, and she's a different person. This time she's a boy, and they live in like a tribe, and he ends up getting killed at a young age with his neck slit because
oh Jesus,
like another tribe attacked them.
Oh right.
So wow. Like she's able to go through, and she claims that That's she's lived 80 something lives before. The one she's at now. And then when she comes out of the hypnosis, she has no recollection. She doesn't even know what they talked about.
Oh, so she doesn't remember what she...
Yeah, so this book is remembered. His... basically his therapy sessions with her. And he did all like the audio recordings from her talking.
So this
and
is
wrote
real,
all this down.
This is real...
Yes, true, this is a true story based on a real psychiatrist. Yeah.
Wow.
So it like how it stirs things up in me, obviously, because of the way I grew up. We didn't really believe in reincarnation or different lives or anything like that. But they make a lot of good statements about like just about how like it's here in 2024 why we all struggle with so much with mental health is because we've already lived through all these different lifetimes and we've built all these things up. So like fears of drowning or fears of being shot or something is because in your previous life you did drown or you did get shot or, you know, stuff like that, etc. So
do you think like in the future every generation is just kind of gonna have more anxiety and more
fear like
you
every time you die and you're born again new, you still maintain the I guess the mental damage from your previous lives. And we only get smarter, we only get more evolved, we only get more aware of
more
what's
aware.
Happening. So
that's really interesting.
So that's his claim, is that like we have all these mental illnesses and we have all these traumas because of previous lives. And that's his proof of it, is his one of his patients.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
But
what's,
like parts
what's
it
called?
Of it Many Lives, Many Masters. Yeah. and
I'm down for.
But there's some points where like he's describing what she's talking about and what she's saying, and I'm like, she could, I don't know,
she's just making that up.
She could make it up and just be really good at it, you know, like creating a name in a situation and what she's wearing. And
so you must have not believed in hypnosis then as a kid.
I never did.
You probably didn't even know about it.
I never did. I knew about it, but I always thought it was one of those things where like you just went along with the person that was leading it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if I've talked about hypnosis before, but I remember being at one of those shows.
Yeah, I think we did talk about
it. It's like those hypnosis shows or whatever. It's like a comedian doing it.
Yeah.
And I remember meeting him afterwards, and he said it was all about the person's eyes. Like, he could tell in their eyes. I don't know if it was the amount of white showing in their eyes or it was something.
But wouldn't you think that's something that he's come up with because people must always ask him?
Yeah.
Oh, right. And he's this is what I tell people.
This is what I tell people, that it's because of this.
But, like, I always just thought it was the people who were able to just listen to what he's saying and act upon what he was saying. And if you didn't act upon it, he would just kick you off the stage, you know? Right. So,
It's a weird power of suggestion kind of thing.
But in this situation, I guess it's different because it's a one-on-one therapy session.
Yeah.
She's not there to impress anybody. She's not there to, you know, why do it if it's all just made up by her? I don't know. I guess you can form your own opinion if you listen to it or read it. But it's really good, and it really makes you think about this life and maybe others before.
Yeah. So that's really interesting.
So that's my movie for the week.
Yeah. Your entertainment for the week. Well, you know what's
what'd you watch?
You know what that reminds me of before I tell you what movie I watched? Our guest that we had on, Jen, she did a guided meditation with sound bowls. Somebody else was doing the sound bowls and she was doing the guided meditation.
Yeah.
And it was like a past life resurgence, whatever it was called, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But it was really interesting after the fact of, I was kind of...
This is your situation?
Yeah, in my mind, I was just kind of almost not letting myself get lost. But other people were like, oh yeah, I was here and doing this. And almost like a hypnosis, but they remembered it.
Yeah.
And they're...
That's what's strange to me.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, like, I imagined, you know, they didn't say I imagined. They said, oh, I was this, I was that, I did this, I saw this. And I'm like, how much of it is your imagination?
Yeah.
And how much of it?
That's where I question. I can't say if it's real or not.
In my mind, it was, I was trying to not imagine things.
Yeah.
So I was having a hard time getting into it.
Did you ever get there or no?
Yeah, I kind of got to a point where, I think I might have mentioned this, I was like overlooking the ocean.
I do remember
and
that.
And I remember feeling upset.
Yeah.
And then I was overlooking another ocean, like a different place, and just feeling like kind of lost or being lonely or whatever, or just sad of not having somebody with me. Like I completed a journey and I didn't want to do it. And I was like forced to do it. Maybe it was a military thing. Maybe it was, and I had no idea of my gender or who I was.
Oh, wow.
I could have been a girl that was married off.
Yeah.
Like, I've been thinking about it ever since then.
Yeah.
I could have been married off, and it could have been in Europe somewhere, and, oh, now you got to go across the English Channel, and you were married by a Belgian guy.
That's and crazy,
I'm some
man.
Young person that's, like, in a situation I don't want to be in. You know what I mean? Like, you could
just
keep going and imagine anything.
And they also talk, in the book, they also talk about how... the people that you meet in your lifetime are part of your quote unquote like group of people. So like, you're kind of always born in the next life around the same groups of people. They're just different, like almost like a parallel universe almost. Like,
oh wow.
Like I know you now as a friend and we do this podcast together, but in my next life, you could be my cousin or like we could be brothers or, Or you could be like a school teacher or something that I just had, you know?
I was like, yo, what's up? I'm teaching you now.
So she kept recalling people in her life, but now every time she recalled them, it was different. They were a different person or a different different type of influence in her life. So, but it's really crazy to think about because that kind of like minimizes all the people in the world, right? If we're all just, if we all just die and we're born again,
so it's like, how does that even,
around the same groups of people?
And we just keep multiplying. There's more and more people every time. So
yeah, exactly. I always grew up with, it's not, it never repeats. Everybody is made in God's image to his own. So when you die, you're just gone. And then someone else new comes.
I kind of agree with the reincarnation thing to a certain extent. But
what sucks is we'll never know.
Nope.
No one will ever have the answer. And no one ever can have the answer.
That's where I'm at in life.
Right?
It's funny.
You just got to enjoy your life because no one ever
knows. My kids are both at an age where they question stuff and they'll ask, you know, they'll ask different questions about religions and whatever. Yeah. And I say, oh, but is this the right one? Because it's the oldest one. No.
There's no such thing.
We don't really know.
There's no such thing as the right one.
Yep. They could all be wrong.
What a breakthrough that would be, though, if we could like legitimately
agree on a religion.
No, like talk to someone who died and is like, what happened?
Well, I think that's funny because there's some people that are mediums and they say that they can talk to the dead, but how come they never ask?
But you never have proof though that they actually are.
Are they like, well,
yeah,
you're dead, so is heaven or hell exist, or are you just a ghost? Do we just exist as ghosts for a period of time and then we just slowly drift away and not exist?
Yeah,
I don't know, the whole thing's weird.
It's weird.
That's a really deep book and a really deep thing.
That's my life.
And I'll tell you, the movie I watched was Predator.
Awesome. I love Predator, man.
Which is also a very deep it's the original with Arnold.
Oh God!
Well, dude,
I haven't seen the original.
You have to give Arnold a chance.
For Predator, I will.
So there's a documentary about him on
Arnold
Netflix. Yeah.
Cool. I will not watch that.
I'm telling you, you should actually. It was.
You think I'll find like this new appreciation for him?
Probably.
For real?
Yeah,
I'll watch it. I think
most people think he's like this big dumb bodybuilding guy. But he was like a millionaire before he was in movies.
Hey, listen.
Like, he made a shit ton of money on his own before he was a movie star. He just decided to be a movie star.
I can't knock on this dude because he came from a different country, right?
Yeah,
Came from a different country, became a movie actor, became a bodybuilder, a governor.
So he was
a movie actor.
So he was a bodybuilder, right? He had a really shitty upbringing.
Yeah.
He became a bodybuilder, became Mr. Olympia, which is like the world thing. He went on tour, these different bodybuilding competitions and bullshit. Mm-hmm. And he had different like mentors and coaches that helped him.
Yeah.
And he always wanted to be an actor. And he met someone here in the United States.
Yeah, man.
So he made some money doing like bodybuilding and then bought like real estate and became like
wealthy
on his own. From real estate in America.
To become an
actor.
And
then he's like, no, I want to be an actor. So it's not like he became a millionaire from acting. It was wild. Dude.
Everything he went after, he killed it. So I can't even...
Yeah, so...
I can't hate the guy.
If you can see past this speech, which I know really bothers you. But he became... I mean, he... I don't know. He was really inspiring. Then he married a woman. And then he got divorced from a woman.
Multiple times.
And he's got multiple kids. No, I think he just
once?
Just divorced
once. One and done. He's like, fuck this. This is dumb.
This is fucking dumb. Well, yeah, and that's really interesting. Anyway, so Predator.
I'll have to watch the original Predator. I've only seen Alien versus Predator.
So the original Predator is a very typical 80s action movie.
Cool.
There's a lot of gun violence and a lot of
like gruesome. Space guns? Like Star Wars guns or like regular guns?
No, they have regular guns.
Oh, cool.
Predator has like a space gun and they don't know what he is, who he is. He's like, he's got this cool camo that makes him see through. He's just looks like he's, the trees are moving. It's really interesting. Really
is he
good.
Your favorite?
my son wanted to watch it, the youngest. So I was like, I don't know, it's rated R. So I covered his eyes a couple of times because there's a couple of like...
Boobies?
Like, no, it's like skinned people. It's just, I'm like, that's a little much. Like, I'm just, you know, trying to protect his innocence a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, the overwhelming gun violence whatever. He sees whatever. It. He plays it. And
Call
he's
of Duty.
Playing Call of Duty and yeah. Ghost Recon. He's like, watch this, Dad. It blows up a car. I'm like, all right. So you can see that guy go flying.
That's
like,
it. You can yep. apply that to your real life.
And I'm like, yep.
You can.
So anyway, that's what I watched. And it was good. It's a good movie.
Cool. I'm going to check it out.
Two thumbs up.
I like Predator. He's so badass looking. Yeah. He's way cooler than Alien, I think.
I agree.
They got the dreads, too. Fucking
He's
badass.
He's got that cool dreads.
Hell yeah.
And fun fact about the movie Predator, the original. So the actor that played in the Predator suit,
mm-hmm.
of course, he's credited, but he never shows his face because he's Predator.
Predator, yeah.
So in the final scenes of the movie, that actor is actually flying the helicopter.
Oh, really?
And the director was like, hey,
here's your...
make sure to show your face when you're flying the helicopter because this is the only time your face is going to be on screen. Yeah,
that's nice. He didn't have to do that.
No, he could have been like, hey.
He could have been like, tough luck. That's the part you
picked. Good job wearing a costume.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Even the predators, when they take their mask off, and
yeah, they look things crazy freaking vagina
awesome,
mouth.
Man, so sick, vagina mouth. Do you like Alien or Predator better?
I would say.
I gotta stop you. You know, there's no limits to you. I gotta stop.
I'd say Predator.
Predator, yeah.
Yeah, I like Predator better than. Yeah. I mean, Alien's cool too.
Alien is cool, but.
It's really wet. He's a very wet look, you know?
Yeah, I don't like the little thing that comes out of his mouth.
The extra mouth?
Yeah. Ugh, gross.
You know, let me do that, too.
Yep. Cool, man.
So, what's up? What do you want to talk about?
Well, did you see the flooding in Dubai? I have a thing about that.
Yeah, I saw a video of the storm coming in.
Coming in, yeah.
Right, it was a flood from a storm.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a levee break
too.
Or anything.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
And why are they so damn wealthy in Dubai? Do you know? Like they have the craziest cars.
What
like,
is that country? Is it United Arab Emirates or something? Right.
Is that what it
is? Or
is
Dubai the name of the country?
Dubai's
the city.
Yeah, I think.
I'll look it up.
There we go. But yeah, man, they're so fucking wealthy, man. And they have like multi-million dollar cars that are so rare to find, but they just drive them like they're just like a Honda Civic over there. And the reason why I say that is because I was watching a bunch of videos from the flooding, and this dude is trying to go through a flooded highway.
Yeah, he's going to Bugatti.
With like a, yes.
Really?
Yes. Yikes. I think it was even worse than a Bugatti. It was like a Koenigsegg or something like that. I was like, Jesus Christ. It's like a $2 million car, and he's like up to the windshield and
like
water.
Somebody out here in like a Sentra.
He's like, I just got to get to work. Jeez.
So it says, the discovery of oil in 1966 changed everything and transformed Dubai.
That's what's happening.
Into a wealthy city almost overnight. So it's a city. Dubai is a city.
Yes.
In
correct.
Okay.
Told you.
So it's oil. It's all oil money.
Yeah.
Somehow they're doing it.
They're flooded bad right now. But the reason why I brought it up is because I watched the video of the time lapse of the...
Yeah.
I saw that too. Did you see the sky like light up green? Before, like right before the storm hits, everything turns like really bright green.
No, that's freaky.
Yeah.
That's real freaky deaky.
And it makes me think of like the weather control, you know, how they can control it with like chemicals and stuff.
Oh,
and,
shit. You think they're trying, you think.
I think they wanted Dubai to flood.
You think the Rothschilds are just out of control ever since that dude died?
They're like, send the floods over to Dubai. We're going to teach them
a
lesson.
Right?
Is it?
Yeah. So they must not be, they must not have very good drainage.
Yeah. Doesn't look like it. Doesn't
like,
look like it.
They're like the city of Fall River. They're not very good with the drainage.
There's all crazy things happening this week. Oh, you're going to look it up?
Yeah. Yeah, what else? What else is crazy, Jared? Tell me.
You know, right from our own hometown of Boston, did you see the Boston, what is it, Boston Dynamics? The robot dude that they have that stands up all creepy like a freaking alien?
I did see that.
And then it gets up and it turns around and just stares at the camera. Oh, watch. It's going to.
All right, here we go.
This isn't the one I watched. I'm not sure. But let's watch this one, because if it doesn't turn green, then I was lied to.
All right. So, see, it's weird. I'm gonna fast forward it because it's like a 2.5 minute video.
Go ahead. Look at the green. Yeah, why is it so green? The green's coming, dude. You can see it.
That's strange.
It's gonna get even more green. Keep going.
Well, look at all green down there. What the hell?
Whoa. It's even more green.
No, you think that's the camera doing that, or why is it so green?
I don't know, because this is the second video I've seen.
Oh, so this isn't even
one I saw. Look at it. It is very green. Even more green, dude.
That's strange.
It's chemicals.
That's real strange. I wonder if it is some sort of life.
Watch, here comes the flood. Yeah. Oh, it's even more green now. Oh yeah. And now it's back to blue again. You see? Interesting. It's the chemicals.
Chemical
they
warfare.
Fly in the airplanes and they spill the chemicals out in the sky and then the flood.
Oh, you
comes.
Think it's like chemtrails?
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Like tremkales.
Yeah, and they can control the direction it's going in, and they can control, like, kind of guide the storm where they want it to go. And it turns green.
You might be onto something, Jared.
I fucking am, man. I am.
And what?
See, there's too many cool things. Yeah, let's go to the Boston thing. Yeah.
Boston Dynamics.
Boston Dynamics, man. When it stands up and it turns around and it looks at the camera with that ring of light.
The thing that's freaking me out.
You're just staring in that black hole abyss. You're like, fuck this thing.
I don't know if our recording is picking this up, the sound, but we're going to let it go anyway.
Look at this.
And talk to, that's creepy
as
hell.
That's demonic. I feel Satan all over this thing.
I feel Satan all over this thing.
Look it. Stares at you.
Everything about that is scary.
It's like, do you need me to kill yet? No? Okay.
Do you need me to kill yet?
Okay. Doesn't it look like CGI too?
It does look a lot like AI or CGI.
It's got to be real. It's got to be.
One day ago. Wow, we are really current. Good job.
3 million.
Good job bringing this up, Jared. We're never this current.
Number 3 on trending, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, just like the Odd People podcast.
That's right.
Is number 1 trending podcast.
The new Fallout series. I wanted to watch that.
Don't get distracted.
Sorry. Oh, let's read some comments here.
So,
how do we ensure the public has positive first impressions of him? Make him stand up in the most disturbing way possible.
Yes.
I swear, that's the other thing. They do this shit on purpose.
So this thing lays down flat on its back. The legs turn the wrong way, as far as if it was a person, it'd be the wrong way. And then it just rises up.
These people don't watch enough movies, man. We're all going to die from AI and robots.
This is very Terminator-like.
Yeah. Never seen an iRobot, man. Jeez.
No, these people are crazy.
Jeez. They're all going to gather together.
What is my purpose?
Don't read that one.
Yeah, that one sucks. My problem is I don't know how to read unless I read out loud. So I can't I can't internally read anything.
Oh.
So it's almost just like a bunch of jumbled words on the screen.
So you're like the guy that like can't stop reading the teleprompter? Like he just has to read whatever it says on it?
Yes, I'm like Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego? Damn it, who put a question mark on the damn teleprompter?
That's a great movie.
So what is this thing's purpose, though, for real? Like, what? This isn't the first time Boston Dynamics has made a robot.
It's not.
The point? It's not. What is the point of making robots if...
Just to kill us.
I mean, they're not making like R2-D2 with like little compartments that can come out and be like, here's your pen, Jared.
Just like vacuums your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me finish that drawing for you, Jared.
That would be fantastic.
And it like, you just like plug in whatever, or it's like a, you know, I don't know. What do we really need robots for?
I guess like, kind of like iRobot, how like everybody started to have them in their houses and they did all your housework for you and kept your houses clean.
Oh, yeah, the Roomba.
And maybe they go to the store for you, maybe even. I don't know.
I know. It's just at a certain point.
Otherwise, we don't really need them. We don't.
I mean, I understand that it's cool that they can do that.
Or maybe they're doing it for the workforce. Like,
I'm sure the robotic...
No more McDonald's workers? Sorry, well, I don't mean
to... I mean, that might about. Be good. Because the people that work at McDonald's are
getting pretty
retarded.
Bad, man. Dang.
Shouldn't have said that
you
word.
Kids got to cheer up, man. Put a suck. Smile on your face.
You guys suck.
Go through the drive-thru. They don't even speak.
I'll say...
They just look at you with their bag.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? Maybe they were already robots.
Yeah, maybe.
They were already robots.
And you know me, I roll up. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And they just stare at me.
Yeah.
And then they hand me my bag. I'm like, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Did I tell you about still my debacle at McDonald's a while back? A few months ago.
Would you punch somebody?
So I don't eat McDonald's, obviously. They don't have anything gluten-free.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So my kids... It was a hectic day. My kids wanted McDonald's. That's the only fast food around here. It's right down the street. So I was like, all right, I'll get you guys McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I have major reservations about getting my kids this kind of food. So I'm like, okay, well, sure. It's a treat. You haven't had it in a long time.
Yeah.
Get it for you.
They got to experience it.
So one of my son's orders, it's like a cheeseburger, a double cheeseburger with a single cheeseburger meal with extra pickles.
Oof, sounds good. I'm right? gonna pick it up on my way home.
So I'm like, all right, that's what you're getting. So I go pick it up. I get home, no pickles at all. On the extra pickles.
They jumped like, them on the pickles.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. My son's like I'm really upset about it. I'm like, I'll go back. I go back. And I'm like, hey, this was supposed to have extra pickles on it. And the place is, and this is not by any, I'm not being mean to any particular culture. The manager was like 16 and she barely spoke English.
She was the manager?
And everybody in there didn't speak English.
That young?
All the people cook. I mean, that's what she looked anyway. She could have been 20. Yeah. I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know. I'm old now. I don't know. All these young people look the same. So I say this needs extra pickles, not none at all.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. She goes away, yells at the guy in the back. The guy in the back makes another burger and gives it to me.
She could have just gave you pickles.
So I go, okay. Yeah, right. She could have literally just handed me a thing full of pickles and I would have been like, perfect. Yeah, just give me pickles. Like,
yeah.
So they give it back to me. I'm like, cool, thank you. Then I go outside and before I get in my truck, I'm like, I'm going to make sure this is right because nobody in there seemed to have a clue what the fuck was going on. I open it up.
Oh, my God. No
pickles at all.
What? Is he giving you extra onions or something?
Two patties. Made it a double cheeseburger.
Oh, my God.
But no fucking pickles again.
Oh, my God.
So I go back in. And this is my third time in there. I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah.
So
give me the goddamn pickles.
Yeah. So I'm like, this was supposed to have extra pickles on it. I'm like, just put pickles on what's here.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
And then she hands back to them. They're all laughing. Nobody's paying attention to anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's a big sign on the wall that says like, you know,
now hiring.
Questions, comments, you know, tell us how we did.
Surveys.
With like a survey number. So I take my phone out and I'm like, take a picture of it. And as I'm doing this, I look over and everybody on the other side of the counter is like this. Like, oh no, he's gonna fucking rat us out.
He actually cares.
So then they gave me, I think, extra fries.
That's nice.
A burger with like two pickles
patties.
On it.
Yeah, you got like a triple burger at this point.
It was a double cheeseburger, and then it had like two or three pickles on it. It wasn't extra pickles, it just had pickles
God,
on it.
Dude.
And then like a card, she's like, oh, just the next meal's on us. And it was like one of those like complimentary cards. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Little gift certificate.
So my point is maybe robots in McDonald's
they'll give you the extra pickles, man. They will. You ask for extra pickles, they're going to give it to you. They're programmed
to. The arm would just rotate. Just like way too many pickles. Just a pile of pickles.
Wow, man. Is this the one right near you down the street?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Shame on you guys.
Yeah, real bad, man. Real bad.
Yeah, it's getting rough out there, man. People need help, but then the help they do get is not very good. So we're kind of in a... America is in a pickle, okay? I actually, not to go in a different direction, but...
Do it.
I saw like an interview with Cardi B this week, And she was talking about fast food joints and how disgusting they are in America. But if you go somewhere else, it's good ingredients, good stuff, and it tastes so good. And she said, I come back to America and I get McDonald's and it's disgusting. You can taste how bad it is and how many chemicals are in it. She's like, America wants to kill you. They want to make you sick and keep you sick.
Yeah.
That's how they make the world go around. That's how they make their money.
Dude, there's many posts on the internet, and you can just look it up.
It's getting creepy now.
All of the...
It's a lot. There are a lot showing up now.
Dude, there's countries that ban American food, like stuff that's mass-produced here, like cereals and shit like that.
I bet.
Because of all the crap we put in them. It's just like different chemicals and different things.
Yeah.
Like high fructose corn syrup is in like ketchup.
It is, right?
But you can get organic ketchup and it has sugar in it.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to high fructose shit.
Which is better, right?
I mean, just it's better. I mean, sugar. It's still, it's
still sugar, but...
It's still sugar, but at least it's not like processed.
Yeah, they say that about... I mean, if you know you're out there and you know this, please let me know because I'm dying to know, actually, but... The Chinese food in America, I'm pretty sure.
Chinese food.
Like, they make a mockery of because, like, they know that's not what they serve.
And oh, yeah, that's not real Chinese food. Yeah. It's like, American Chinese
food. It's Americanized
food.
Yeah. Chinese food. And even, like, I know the fortune cookies, they laugh at us because they don't do that.
Yeah, no, that's a totally American
thing.
That's
for us. Like, because we just want to open. Oh, my God. Yeah, they know my future.
All that shit must have been like invented in like the 60s and 70s. Yeah. I don't know if all the Chinese people that own restaurants must have gotten together and been like, how do we just get these Americans to just keep coming in?
Man, they sit there and they laugh at us.
They used to have this stuff called MSG.
They still do. No?
They still have it. And it used to be like you'd order Chinese food and it would say no added MSG.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be like this great thing. I don't even know what MSG is.
I don't know
what
MSG
some sort of like salt
either.
Or something. But there was a restaurant in Fall River that me and my wife used to go to when we first started going out.
Yeah.
And it was like barrels of MSG. It was like fucking hilarious.
It was like stacked up. Like,
we would joke about it. We, you know, would be like, oh.
I'm pretty sure it makes
some places.
It makes food like taste good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good. Right? Like most places put no MSG. This place has got fucking barrels of it. Yeah. They're just like, fuck you. We're going to use more MSG.
I've heard it makes food taste good, and I've also heard that it makes you full faster. That's why they do it. But then it makes you hungry, like, faster, too. Like, once the MSG passes through your body, you're starving again. So you eat more.
So it's monosodium glutamate.
A flavor enhancer.
Added to restaurant foods, canned vegetables, soups.
That makes sense.
Deli meats and other foods.
Makes sense.
The U.S. Food and Drug, the FDA, has classified MSG as a food ingredient that's generally...
Recognized as safe.
Well,
so
looks like asbestos.
It does. It looks gross on its own.
Yeah, it doesn't look good at all.
Looks like packaging filling.
I might just talk like this today.
Like what they fill the Easter baskets with, you know?
Maybe that's what that stuff is.
Oh, man.
I think I'm going to talk like this today for some reason.
If you were to leave America, where would you go?
Like,
if
with
you were
my
like,
family?
If you were like, I've had enough. Like, they're trying to kill us. The government's all out of whack. The president's all out of whack. I'm leaving. The
president's a robot.
I'm leaving. Who said that?
So, the easy answer for me would be the Azores.
Yeah.
Only because...
The Portuguese?
My in-laws came from there. My wife speaks Portuguese. Mm. It'd be kind of an easier transition.
I see.
There's some family there, but...
I see.
Also, it's like a island chain in the middle of nowhere. So, I don't know. Yes. If anything goes down...
You think it's expensive there? Do you know?
I don't think it's any more expensive there than like Portugal itself, like in Europe. But I would imagine... It's harder to get things to you, so you're probably limited on...
Shipping cost a bitch.
Yeah, it's like a little more of...
Yeah.
You're really going to be self-sufficient because...
Fair enough.
Because you do. You just have to be. But I don't know. That's the practical answer.
Yeah.
But the... I'm trying to think of like where would be a good... I'm not up on the world governments.
Yeah. So you don't even like know what's good and what's
bad. But I know like
could end up in a worse place.
Switzerland's a pretty good government.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good country.
And a beautiful place, yeah.
Japan? I'd go live in Japan.
Japan's like hit or miss. Like, yeah, it would be really cool to go to Japan. It's my dream to go to Japan. But is it healthier to go to Japan?
I don't know. I think you kind of really have. You probably have to be pretty wealthy to make it work.
Yeah. Population's crazy there. Yeah. All the cities there. So, like, I'm sure the air pollution is wild.
They're a little more polite.
Have you seen like their apartment living spaces?
Yeah, that's true.
They're really like closets, yeah, man. Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe like the Philippines or something.
Oh,
where it's kind of the same general idea.
Yeah.
Of you know, the people seem to be a little friendlier and look out for each other a little more. Small town village look out for each other kind of vibe. Mm. But then on the flip side to that. You're in a country that you can't speak the language.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know. I don't know the politics of the world.
Yeah. I just feel like we're not doing all that great right now.
Yeah, maybe you just go to like Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Just go live in Puerto Rico.
Still America, right?
It's still technically America.
You're just in a better spot.
You're just in a better place.
Yeah.
Eventually they'll be like, can we just be our own country again, please?
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to be a territory anymore.
I want to go to Antarctica.
Whoa, no, watch it now, man. What do you think this is?
Is that where it's always dark? Is that the one that's always dark?
I don't know.
I think so.
Is it Antarctica or Antarctica. The Arctic Circle? I know one's at like 6 months of sun, 6 months of dark.
That's it, that baby. I need that 6 months of darkness.
That might be like the Arctic Circle up north.
I think. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I love the cold.
It could be like northern Finland.
Yeah. Summer's coming. I'm not looking forward to it.
Dude, it was warm the other day, and I was like, why am I wearing clothes right now?
Yeah, already?
Like, really? Yeah. I'm like, fuck this. It was also work, too, so it didn't help.
Yep. It's coming. They say it's going to be a rainy summer.
Yeah? This,
so
who
take
is they?
That with you as you will.
Who is they? The weather people? The people.
Yeah, you know how accurate they can be.
Yes.
Spot on. They also said we were going to have a snowy winter, and I think we got like one day of snow, and yeah, it was like 6 inches.
They did say that.
They.
The Illuminati.
Biden is a robot.
Biden and his robot cabinet of people.
Is the election coming up? When's the election?
November.
You going to vote?
I don't know, I guess.
So you got to wait and see your options? Do we know our options yet?
The two big options are the two worst options, as usual.
Biden and Trump.
Biden and Trump. The two fucking...
There's no third?
Worst, most out-of-touch old fogies that have no fucking clue what the hell regular people go through.
What was the guy with the boot on his head that wanted to be president?
Oh, that's Vermin Supreme.
Yeah.
I'll vote for Vermin Supreme.
I will, too.
I'll write his
name. Where's that guy at? Can he make a grand appearance?
He was in the Libertarian Party for a while. I don't know if he still is.
He promised ponies for every American citizen.
Well,
man.
He
and free dental care.
He says that he promises
everybody needs to have nice smiles.
He's the only politician that promises things, and then when he's elected, he will not provide any of those things because that's what they all do.
Oh,
so that's why he's like a pony.
Just what
for
it takes
everybody.
To be president.
He'll take all of your guns and give you better ones.
Yeah,
he's like the best. He really is the best. I'll vote for Vermin Supreme.
Yeah.
Here at the Odd People Podcast, we are voting
Supreme.
For Vermin Supreme. It is a vote thrown away.
He looked like a wizard with a boot on his head. It was so cool.
It was wild.
It was great.
He's nuts. Hey, so you know what time it is?
Is it odd question time? Beep, 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 beep. Hold on. Let me sip my tea.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Mm. Odd cue.
More of an iced tea now, but it still tastes good.
I know. I chugged my coffee while it was still warm.
All right. This is a short and sweet one here. Easy for me.
All right.
It says, what movie mistakes drive you nuts? Keep it up, boys. Kissy emoji. Hey,
oh,
yo.
Oh, shit.
Hey, thanks, Christine. Shout out to Christine.
Yeah.
Did you just give her a kiss back?
I gave it back.
Thank you for your odd question.
What movie mistakes?
Who's going first? We're going to rock, paper, scissors again? Or you want to just take it?
I'll just take it.
All right, good.
You read the question. I'll give you some time.
It's like, I don't want to play that game again.
Yeah, because I don't know how to do it.
We could do a headbutt competition.
That I'll lose.
But I'm bald, so I'm just warning you.
So, what does that mean? It's harder?
It's tougher.
Oh.
I get the sun toughens my skin, you know?
Like, oh, you're like, I'm bald, and then you headbutt right here, where there's
that's
no air.
That's true. It doesn't matter. Everybody's bald on their forehead. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. I'll shut up.
So there's a couple I can think of, really. One that recently drove me nuts, and then one that is like the all-time drives me crazy.
How recent?
Like, we watched a movie a couple weeks ago. So okay. I'll tell you about this one, though, because this literally drives me crazy every time. Is my son loves Jurassic Park.
Oh.
And there's the T-Rex pen in Jurassic Park, right? They have a goat on like a thing, and that's how they feed the T-Rex.
Sacrifice.
And the T-Rex shows up, steps over the fence when the power goes out, and he's there, and he's, you know, all this shit happens, and the T-Rex eats the guy, and everybody's panicking. And then when it comes time, the T-Rex is trying to get at the kids in the flipped over vehicle, and the two characters get up against where the wall is, and then it's a giant fucking cliff on the other side of the wall.
Oh, I remember this part.
Okay, I don't know if, I mean, obviously it was on purpose that this was like this.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck happened to the flat ground? The T-Rex just stepped over that fucking wall, and there was a goat over there earlier.
And then it was just gone?
Yeah, there's no...
It was just a ledge?
Like, that's where they are. That's where they got stuck, and there was a goat on flat ground.
Oh, God.
The T-Rex, like, literally steps over right there.
That's annoying.
And then they went over the wall there, and it was like a fucking 40-foot drop. I mean, I know it's not a mistake because they meant it to be that way.
Yeah, but they should have, like, set it up better.
Yeah, but, like, or, yeah, like maybe the other the side of the road. Or
maybe they're on a tight budget. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't think they had a tight budget.
That's true.
But, like, they could have pushed the vehicle to the other side of the road, and there's where the big cliff is, and yeah, then nobody would ever question it,
that's
ever.
That's right, yeah.
But it's even something my son noticed. He's like, what?
Did he?
Yeah, and he's like, what?
That's
how did
bullshit.
That? Yeah, right. After he's seen it like 75 times, he's like, wait a second.
Yeah.
And it was funny because he's 9. He's like, what the fuck is with that? And I was like, holy shit.
Damn, bro.
And he's like, fucking what the fuck?
And then you guys fist bumped.
Yeah, and I'm like, shit, son.
Shit, son. Fuck this movie.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, dad, fuck this.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's McDonald's.
Spielberg's a dickhead, bro. Yeah.
That's great.
So what did you notice that, any movie mistakes?
Is that the scary part where they're like on the windshield?
Yeah, there's like a
and
sun.
They're like, they gotta move really slow because the glass is cracking, and they're trying to get the guy off the windshield. Is that a different part?
That's a different movie.
Jurassic Park, the first one.
Trying to get the guy off the windshield.
Yeah, because the T-Rex like knocked half of it off the edge. And the windshield, the front end was right here, and he was on the windshield, and it was cracking, and he's like, don't move, don't move.
Oh, yeah, the tree.
Talk about sweaty palms.
The vehicle gets stuck in the trees, and then it falls
down.
I don't think he was on the windshield, but
I think so.
There is a similar situation with, like, the windshield.
I hope it was Jurassic Park. It could have been a different movie.
It's a totally different movie.
Oh, well.
No, you're right, though, I think.
Well, that's one scene in my life that like actually made me like,
yeah, you were like, oh shit.
Yeah, they got me on that one.
So is there any movies with mistakes that you can think of?
You know me, man, I'm a car guy, so I'm about to throw this shit under the bus real fucking fast.
Yeah, do it.
Everybody knows it, everybody talks about it, it's nonsense. You watch the Fast and Furious movies, there is not 14 gears in a Mitsubishi Eclipse. There just isn't. I think it's only a 5-speed, but they shift for days, dude, for days.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
To make it epic and cool and the sounds.
Yeah. And that 9-second quarter mile goes on for 27 seconds.
Yeah. Fast and Furious, I can't tell if they're really stupid or really genius, because they took the first one, right? And people kind of tore it apart for being like over exaggerated, like with the shifting and like when he blows something on his manifold or whatever. I don't even know what the fuck it says, but everybody picks it apart and makes it like, oh, this is so unrealistic. This is garbage.
Yeah.
And they just took that and just made every movie more and more unrealistic as possible, dude, because...
Yeah, they didn't give a shit about accuracy after that at all.
I could go through every movie and talk about what drives me nuts in those movies, but they just kept going, and I think it's genius. They took negative feedback and was like, we're going to make it so much worse that everybody just keeps talking about our movies.
It's awesome.
And they succeeded, man. Did you see the one where the car jumps from building to building in Dubai?
No, I didn't see that.
Speaking of Dubai.
I watched the first one. I watched the first one in the movie theaters with my friends. And leaving that movie theater at the age of like 16 or 17, however old we were, and just...
That movie cracks me up.
The chaos in the parking lot, the Dartmouth movie theater
Every Fast and Furious movie that's come out, it's always chaos in the parking lot after that.
Kids doing neutral drops and shit.
Everybody wants to show their fucking penis. It's like a penis swinging contest after the Fast and Furious.
They were all this big.
Yes, exactly.
Because they were all teenagers.
They're like, look at my Honda. No, look at my Honda. Look at my Nissan.
Yeah, look at my Nissan Sentra.
And then you get the big lifted truck.
That's what I had.
Douchebag. Sorry.
So, speaking of douchebags with lifted trucks, I have a question for you, and I know this is going to be hard for you to even answer because you have customers that have probably asked you to draw this particular thing that you see on a truck. I don't understand it. It drives me nuts. The big giant truck lifted and then tires that are like 13 inches wide and then like dished. It's like a salad bowl for a wheel. And then, like, street tires that are, like, low-profile tires.
Yeah.
Every time I see that, I'm like, that is the stupidest-looking thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's a different category for trucks. It's all on its own, I promise you. They're not associated with the other trucks.
Yeah, obviously.
Because they even lower it sometimes, right? They'll have it lowered. The wheels are bumped way too far out.
Yeah,
And they're super deep dish ridiculous. And chrome. And
like a chrome soup bowl.
Yeah, man. It's a certain style. Some people like...
Do you think they get those wheels from Olive Garden where they're just like, give me all your old soup bowls.
Give me the salad bowls, baby.
Give me the salad bowls. Shinier the better. That's what it reminds me of. And I hate them so much.
See, that's more like a show truck. It's the people that want to lift their trucks but still have like show quality.
They want to show... that it looks stupid.
They're not lifting it to off-road or like
obviously
get muddy and dirty. They want style.
It's just like the low profile wheels really gets me, because it's like, dude, you took a vehicle that's like
dangerous,
nice and soft ride, and you turned it into probably the worst ride of your life.
Yeah, you hit a pothole, you can actually bend the rims. I've seen the rims bend and everything.
There's like this much tire. Like,
for sure,
like an inch of tire from a truck.
I don't find trucks...
I like to go the other way.
Appealing at all.
I'd rather have a smaller... If I was going to have like a lifted truck, I would rather have a smaller wheel and more tire.
Yeah.
Like, I think most truck people do. Most people... most logical people like that.
Yeah, they like the tire tread,
So real quick, can I tell you about the other movie mistake that drives me nuts? It literally drove me nuts recently.
Yeah, go for it.
So there was this movie that we watched.
Before we move on from Fast and Furious, though, can we talk about the Pontiac Fiero that they send to space?
Oh, with the it's got like a mannequin in it, right?
That's all I want
to. Okay.
That's all I got.
Is that the Elon Musk thing?
Go ahead.
Or was it a Tesla?
What? No, that was in the movie. They fly a Pontiac Fiero into space.
I didn't see all the Fast and Furious movies.
You didn't get very far, did you?
No, I didn't. Maybe the second one?
That's a real thing. They tie like a big rocket to the back of it and they fly it up to space.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, in reality, Elon Musk sent a Tesla with a mannequin in it.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He's got, like, did he actually suit. Do it, though?
Yeah, he really did.
Yeah, he did do it. Yeah.
Just, you know, litter in space.
Crazy, man.
So there's this movie called Fall, and it's about these two girls that are friends and they're climbers, and the movie starts off with rock climbing scenes with the girl and her friend and the girl's husband or boyfriend or whatever. And it made me so fucking mad. I'm not a climber by any means, but I have rock climbed in a gym I've researched these things. I like these things. I like watching climbing documentaries. It's okay. something I like yeah. to like doing. And these people did a scenario in this movie that would never happen in 1,000 years in real life. And it drove me insane. They were all three climbing. There's nobody holding their ropes. And all three of them are climbing at the same time, like side by side.
Like
talking, having conversations. Climbing? And then one person jumps to the other one. They like catch him. Ah, it's like the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
This is the beginning of this movie, too.
That's the beginning of it. So yeah, you had a ways to go still.
Made me so mad. And it was like the whole point of the movie was this girl was basically horribly peer pressured by her friend.
Yeah.
To do terrible things and stupid things. Right in the beginning, the boyfriend fucking dies.
Oh, my God.
And it was like because he fell off a mountain. And he's all tied in, and he's got harnesses and ropes. And the whole time I'm like, yeah, because nobody's holding his fucking rope. He just climbed a mountain.
Yeah.
And now he's falling off of it because nobody's got his rope.
Yep. He just climbed off of hopes and dreams. Like, that's all he did. They're like
clipping into the mountain, using cams in the cracks. And I'm like, all this is going to do nothing if he's not. There's nobody fucking holding the other end of the rope. It was crazy.
They weren't free climbing because there's free climbers. No, there's
free climbing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's...
So they were all roped up, but they just wasn't going anywhere. They're
harness, and they're just like, yeah, they're like, all right, I'm latched in. But it's like, who? Nobody's got you on the other end.
And I see what you mean.
You know, it's...
yeah.
I don't know. There's a few different kinds of climbing, but I'm almost positive on all of them. You need to have somebody.
I wonder what makes them like skip out. Like, especially if you're going to do a movie about rock climbing, like you're going to know that rock climbers are going to watch this movie.
Yeah.
And be like, this doesn't make any sense.
Like you're
just like Fast and Furious. You know, car guys are going to watch this.
Your top customer is the rock climbing person. Ooh, a movie about rock climbing. So like the top customer, the person that is definitely going to watch it is going to know immediately
exactly
everything that's wrong.
I wonder if they're like, we don't need to explain it.
Anyway.
They won't ask any questions.
Yeah, that was big mistakes in that movie that drove me insane. Yeah,
I'm sure there's so many.
And it was actually a fun family experience because we all made fun of the movie throughout the whole entire movie. Yeah. It was fantastic.
I'll have to watch it.
It was good.
It's got my attention.
It's terrible.
Someone dies right at the beginning? Cool.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
It's a terrible movie. So, hey,
I think we're terribly made?
No, it's okay. It's an okay movie as far as like the way it was made and the script and all that. But it's just the mistakes and the weird, illogical shit that happens in the movie. You're like,
okay.
You have anything you want to say to the people, Jared? We're done, man. We're done with this episode.
I'm just going to say, like, this world's getting scary, man. Stay safe out there. Handle your own, you know, don't give up. Just keep handling your own shit and stay safe because shit's about to get weird.
Yeah.
About to get weird.
I agree. Shit's weird. And I'm going to say, thank you. You can support the show by clicking on the link in the description of the show. Check out all the social media, Instagram, Facebook, for some reason, TikTok. Join Jared's Discord. Yeah. Find the show on Reddit.
Yeah.
Go check out ourpeoplepodcast.com for all your podcast needs. Follow the Redbubble link to buy merch. Thank you for listening to the show today. Stay creative, stay inspired, and as always, stay off.
Stay up. Peace.
Bye, everybody.